African Americans fall victim to many illnesses plaguing America, from heart disease and diabetes to various types of cancer and AIDS. But many people still think of eating disorders as something suffered largely by white women. Commentator Stephanie Covington says this misinformation about some very serious illnesses is putting many people in the black community at risk.
Watching Oprah one day, my mouth fell open in disbelief. In an off-the-cuff statement, the queen of talk TV addressed a black woman on her couch. "I never met a black person who was anorexic," she said. "You're the first one I ever met, the first one in 21 years of doing television." Her comment threw me back, way back. Back to a time when the most common reaction I heard in my house and neighborhood to any dysfunction, disorder, petty crime, or heinous killing reported on television was, "Black folks don't do that." I guess the more things change, the more they stay the same. The only thing that stereotypes and generalizations like that actually do is limit us, keep us cloaked in secrecy and denial. I should know. As a black woman with an authentic girl from the hood pedigree, I'm here to tell you that black women of all shades, from all socioeconomic backgrounds, suffer from eating disorders. I spent the better part of my 20s fighting bulimia, anorexia, and compulsive overeating. When I looked at myself and my life, the images that were reflected back to me were not what I wanted to see. They were distorted. The first time I shoved my fingers down my throat in an attempt to get rid of the food I had eaten, I was 22. For the next 5 years, I became a slave to that compulsion, binging and purging my way through relationships, jobs, and across continents. I wreaked havoc in my life, though you wouldn't have known it by looking at me. On the surface, I appeared poised, healthy, and happy because I was hiding everything from the world. What choice did I have? Who could I tell? After being told my whole life that black folks don't do that, I knew how much of my business to put out in the street and how much to keep to myself. I learned that lesson well. We all do. I pushed myself and my life to the very edge of a danger zone, until it got to the point where I wasn't sure if I would be able to maintain the facade. One more episode could easily cost me my life. So, after having suffered in silence for years, I crawled into my first 12-step meeting for bulimics and anorexics. Part of my recovery involved standing up and sharing my story with members of the program, a room full of mainly white women. Every now and then, black women did come through those doors, but they never stayed. After a meeting or two, I went back to being the only one. But here's the thing. I know that I'm not the only one. I've met countless other black women who are also dealing with eating disorders and feel like they have nowhere to turn. And as long as we keep pretending that this doesn't happen, they really will have nowhere to turn. Instead, they will continue to feel the shame of betrayal because they believe they are failing not only themselves, but our entire race. When will we begin to erase the stereotypes? When will we begin to heal? For me, that journey began simply with speaking up and telling the truth.
Stephanie Covington is a writer living in Los Angeles.